Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, your host for Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we look at every aspect of successful aging. But there is one topic that's certainly been in the news. I can't take credit for being the spearhead of this topic. I've written about it for many, many years before it became into the consciousness of the American public. But I will say that there have been a wonderful, wonderful breakthrough in understanding, awareness, and I hope one day a cure. And that is the word you know. That word is Alzheimer's. But it's more than that. It's more than one single disease with one single diagnosis. It's brain health in general. And also, what's going on? You know, we talk about things on this show that is rarely discussed. And we want to talk about the African-American community. We want to do that a lot more in issues of aging. But in this particular issue, there's some really solid reasons to take a look and see how folks in that community are being diagnosed, if they're being diagnosed, and if they're being treated. And what we can learn for everybody else when we do things right. So we have with us today a fellow who you're going to want to spend some time with. His name is Dan Gasby. He himself, and he'll tell you a little bit about his leadership in the field of media and all of his experience there. You might know B. Smith. If you haven't bought something from B. Smith, I don't know, you've been in a cave. But that is his wife, and there has been an Alzheimer's issue in his family. So he's very devoted to the question of brain health. And, of course, he's joined the prestigious organization, American Brain Foundation. We've had people on from the American Brain Foundation before. But they, are, again, have taken leadership in this field. So if this is something that touches your family, this is something that you have a curiosity about, something you know nothing about, stay with us. You're going to learn. So thank you, Mr. Gasby, for being with us. As I said, I want to jump in with one big question. Brain health. It's your mission, but what exactly is brain health?
Well, you know, when I think of brain health, I think of a total 360 involvement with, you know, diet, exercise, attitude, making sure that one eats both healthy and holistically, organically as much as possible, you know, limiting the amount of alcohol, limiting the amount of fatty foods, processed foods. You know, what's good for the heart is good for the brain, and what has happened is, in reality, is that we don't think of, you know, the brain as an organ the way we may think of, you know, or being disease-addled the way we think of, you know, cancer or heart disease or diabetes. But at the end of the day, everything starts at and ends at the top, which is what separates us from all other animals, and that's our brains, which creates...
So, you know, one of the things you've personally lived through issues of Alzheimer's with your own wife, and it's probably one of the things that motivated you. And you did write a memoir with her, Before I Forget, a beautiful memoir, absolutely available for everybody on Amazon. Do you believe, having lived through that and gotten the diagnosis, that a change in lifestyle, like you're talking about, would have made a difference for her? Or are there some things that are just that we can't control. I'd like to really know, because every single time I have an expert on this show, I'll tell you, then they always tell me to eat right, exercise, and so on, and of course will prolong our life. But is
it? You know what? It really is. I mean, the good news is that she has and historically been a person that ate properly and exercised. And, you know, her diagnosis, which was pre, 65, was basically one of a genetic situation that was going to happen, to be quite honest. But what we've tried to do and what her life up till that has been has allowed her to at least be in a healthier position overall than if she was overweight or if she had high blood pressure or if she, was diabetic. There is a question of, you are a function of your genes, and this was something that was genetic that, she didn't know about. But I think that just in terms of wellness and overall health, it makes a difference. And I think that leading scientists are now starting to conclude that for people who are getting the disease now and being able to look back, you may be able to stave off, because it has a lot to do with just being alive, and the longer you are, things do break down or things do pop up or surface. So I think there is a certain degree of the ability to, one, be in a gooder place as possible health-wise that will offset or minimize at the time. And then what science are working on right now, and I've got a tremendous faith in the scientific community, we're going to crack this, and I think we're going to crack this in the next, 4 or 5, or, certainly in the next 10 years, but I think maybe even shorter than that.
Well, you point out that over 50 million Americans have some sort of brain disease, and that there really isn't enough focus on it. A lot of focus on heart, a lot of focus on breast cancer, and this is not to take away from our efforts there, but we know from that that it works, and when you focus on something, the research helps you cure, and that's where we're at right now. We're right at that tipping point.
I
want to turn my attention to the African-American community for a minute, and because I have a curious question. When I first read the press release about African-Americans are not diagnosed early enough or at all, I said, of course, and I put it right, honestly, I put it right to economic situation. But I don't know, because your family didn't have an economic situation. There are many African-Americans that don't. Is it just that, or is there more to it that African-Americans aren't diagnosed and treated in the same way?
Well, I think it's a historic circumstance of anything having to do with our abilities to function cognitively in a, what's considered a normal manner. There's been a historic stigma against, not going to a therapist or needing some sort of psychological help. But this is a physiological one. This is a one of a breakdown in the brain itself of, of proteins and plaque buildup. And so historically, African Americans have not wanted to show within the community or within the greater society any sort of weakness. The stigmas of that, being afraid to let people know that you do have a problem, sort of the stiff upper lip or keep it in the family. Uncle Willie, we don't talk about Uncle Willie because he's crazy. No, Uncle Willie has Alzheimer's or has dementia. This is not something that was psychological. This is something that was physiological. So, going all the way back to not wanting to get involved with research testing, feeling that, there's a double standard, that if someone is black and they're going, they may not come out the same way. It goes all the way back to the Tuskegee experiment, those kind of fears.
Right.
That, that there's a double standard. So all of those things in total has created this fear or aware, a lack of wanting to be aware of what's going on, and lack of providing enough of the people in a setting, a research setting, so that you can see the differences, because physiologically, drugs work different on different demographic groups. What may work on for a white female may not work for a black male just by virtue of genetic composition. So all of that together has created this stigma and this fear, and we're just beginning to break that down and to talk about it. And that's why, you know, my wife and I wrote the book Before I Forget, because the more we started to ask people about it, the more we, you know, sort of like, we don't talk about that. And that's when I realized that's the biggest problem. We need to talk about that. We need to make sure that that's out there. And that's the only way we're going to get help, awareness. That's the only way we're going to raise funds. And so that became, you know, our mission.
And, you know, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that mission, a little bit more about the memoir and your personal experience. And you just mentioned something that I'll tell you a little story before we cut off here. I've written a book a long time ago, 2008, called How Not to Go Broke at 102. And it was, what are we going to spend our money on as we get older? And how are we going to keep our money? And I looked into designer drugs, where you have drugs that are really designed for your genetics and also for your allergies, who you are. And I did say that there was no question that drugs for African Americans should be designed differently. And I wondered, is this going to look like a problem if I write about it? And I did write about it. Mm-hmm. And the reaction was, you know, bravo. You've got to know that there are different solutions for different people, not just in terms of whole groups, but individuals. So don't be afraid. That's what we're hearing here. Don't be afraid. Go and tell. Let it be known. Because if you keep your problems a secret, there's no one in the world who could tell. We'll be back. We'll talk about If I Forget and what Dan Gatsby went through. And perhaps with the right medicine, lifestyle, you won't have to. We'll be back.
For my age.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Again, this is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold. And we have with us a gentleman who, as I said in the first part of our show, you're going to want to spend some time with. His name is Dan Gasby, and we're going to talk about his media leadership in a moment. But he's joined forces with the American Brain Association, American Brain Foundation, I should say,
yes,
to bring awareness, not just to Alzheimer's. I think we're aware. But to really bring a few dollars into the till, so that we could do the research we need to do, and also to bring awareness to brain health in general, but also particularly to the African-American community who may not, as we're learning now, identify the problem in their own family, and if they do, want to admit the problem, and then, of course, they may not be properly diagnosed or quickly diagnosed to begin with. But the reason that he's so intent on making change is what's happened to him in his own life. If you go to Amazon, you're going to see a very important moving memoir called Before I Forget with his wife, B. Smith, and you know the wonderful B. Smith Company, everybody does. It's certainly one of those things when we say about Alzheimer's, it can happen to anyone and in any family. But Dan, when it happened in your family, how did it play out? Because we have a lot of caregivers who also listen to this show, and you're a caregiver.
Well, let me tell you something. It was the most devastating thing, short of death, that I've ever experienced in my family. There was a total disbelief. You know, the way Alzheimer's starts, or the way you start to realize it, I mean, for us, we went and had a PET scan, which showed the amyloid plaque in my wife's brain, and so it was conclusive that that was it. But the way a storm starts, you don't know a hurricane is coming unless you have the meteorological testing to show that it's happening and that it's going to come in waves. And that's the same way it hits you with Alzheimer's. You see little signs of difference, little things that I pointed out in our book Before I Forget, and it's out of the normal, and it makes you stop. And then things go back to what is you think is normal, and then they start to cascade, and they start to build up the way waves will build up as the storm is approaching, and then all of a sudden you get hit with the northwest quadrant, and
right,
you know, all hell breaks loose, and then you finally come to the conclusion that this hurricane inside the person's brain that makes them act and do things started a long, long time ago, but you didn't know it because you didn't have conclusive proof that this is what it is. And so for the caregiver, you want the person to always act the way they had acted prior to them having the disease, and you become very egocentric in terms of your own needs, and you start to try to force them to do what you think they should do and what's appropriate, and they can't because it doesn't work that way, and Alzheimer's is a very insidious and very selfish disease. The person has a war going inside their brain. Their rationale, their judgment, their understanding of things is totally askew. And so for the caregiver, it's, at a point it becomes surreal. And once you've got it full, in a full-blown way, I call it hell without the heat. Understand everything that you took for granted, like a person getting up and going to the bathroom and washing their hands or brushing their teeth or putting their clothes on correctly or understanding what time of day it is or understanding who the President of the United States is or understanding that you can't do something because that doesn't necessarily make sense or could be dangerous, is thrown out the window. And so the caregiver has to totally adjust and live in their world and respond to them. And you lose a certain sense of freedom, a certain sense of independence, because you always have to watch out for what they're doing and how they're doing it, and if they even understand why they're doing it, because you know that it's never going to be the same. And so it was the most difficult thing for me as a caregiver, and that's part of the reason writing the book, Before I Forget, became so important to me from a catharsis standpoint, because I made a lot of mistakes. I wanted her to be the way she was when I first married her. I'm married to this unbelievably successful, articulate, beautiful human being, and she can't do what she used to do, and she could do everything so effortlessly, and now everything is, an effort to do very little. So I had to adjust myself, and I had to learn to recalibrate my own thinking about what is normal or how I'm going to get through each day.
Yeah, and I think everybody knows Dee Smith, but if you don't, this is the leader in entrepreneurship. The fact that she's a Black American woman also made her a special kind of leader. If you ever saw a picture, that Dan's right, she's a beauty. And I follow the careers of entrepreneurs and businesswomen all the time, and she's one of these careers. This is an icon. If you're not in the business world, maybe you don't know, but this is an icon and very unique. Was that an extra added pain because she herself at the beginning might have found it impossible to believe that she can go from this level of functionality, I mean a super function person, to Alzheimer's? It would seem to me that there's no way that you could put a judgment what's worse. But this must have been throwing everybody, including employees and family members, because it's almost a matter of how could this happen? It seems like a mystery that this should be the case. And maybe it was harder for you to accept it.
It was, my wife, besides being a world-class beauty, a model, she could sing, she could act. She was a person that could put clothes together in unbelievable ways. We have products at Bed Bath & Beyond. She has tremendous style. And to start to see that unraveled, three restaurants, we had TV shows, we had radio magazines. So we've lived the American dream, and suddenly watch that dream go from a dream to a nightmare is a tough thing. And for me as a caregiver, when I started to ask around and talk to other people and got out of my own comfort zone, I hid it for a while because I didn't know what it was. I just thought maybe she's having a nervous breakdown. Maybe she's burnt out. Maybe she's taken on too much. Maybe it is psychological, And then to look back and I realized, no, this is a disease. And the more I talk to people, and I'll be very candid with you, the more I talked to people who were white, I got one set of stories, and the more I talked to people who were Black, I got another set of stories. One was, yes, it runs in my family, or we deal with it and we talk about it, and the other was, quite honestly, within the African-American community, a reluctance, reticence to discuss it, and it just fascinated me And then I realized that, you know, race in America has so much to do with so many things, and health is one of the big things.
It sure is, and again, I told you I want to spend time with him, and we don't have enough time. So here's how to do that. Go on Amazon and read Before I Forget. You'll never regret it. And take care of your brain. We'll be back and do that in just a moment. Thank you so much.
I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129.
That's 800-685-0129.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, you can't say that we are not diverse around here. This is Adrian Berg back, the host of Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. We just spent a very heartfelt half hour talking about a very deep problem in our community and in the African-American community, and that is brain health. So don't forget, you're going to go to AmericanBrainFoundation.org and get the help that you need, AmericanBrainFoundation.org, and take a look at the B. Smith Dan Gasby memoir, Before I Forget. But speaking of brains, see what I did there? How about one of the greatest comic brains that we have around, and that's Monica Piper. And you know her, even if you think you don't know her. If you've ever seen Roseanne or the Rugrats or Mad About You, you know the work of Monica Piper or her own stand-up routines. But here in the city of New York, where you can go to as many shows as you want in a day, people are lining up for her show, Not That Jewish. And what does it mean? Well, we're going to find out in a minute as we really welcome Monica Piper, who's probably one of the bravest performers I've seen in a long time. So, first of all, thank you so much for being with us. I loved the show Not That Jewish over at the World Stage in New York City. But I want to jump in right away. You do a lot of writing for TV. You're an Emmy winner. What brought you to reveal yourself this way on stage? It really is a brave thing to do.
Well, first of all, thank you for all these kind words. I cannot tell you, looking at myself in the mirror right now in my pajamas with my hair all over the place, I'm saying, oh, it's so nice to hear something nice about me. So thank you. What brought me to this? I started actually as a high school English teacher. I was, and I loved it, but I had to leave because I couldn't handle the money and prestige. No, I'm kidding. But I became a stand-up, and I absolutely loved doing stand-up. I think you have to love it if you are a stand-up. Otherwise, you'd be crazy to do it. And then I started writing for television. As you said, I wrote for Roseanne and Mad About You, and then many years as the head writer of Rugrats and a lot of other Nickelodeon shows. But, see, I needed to do that because I was raising a son. I was raising a child, and so I couldn't be on the road anymore. I needed a more stable, you know, something stable that kept me home so he could go to school. And that's when I started all the writing. And but he grew up, and I think once you're a stand-up, you really never leave your love of performing, and I really wanted to get back. But I felt that in the normal realm of stand-up, you're kind of expected to get a laugh every 10 seconds.
Yep.
And you
absolutely.
And you really can't get into some heavy stuff. People go to a comedy club to laugh, to get away, to escape, whatever. They don't want to hear about the death of your father or your mother's Alzheimer's or, you know, some of these deeper subjects. So I made the transition from stand-up to storytelling. And the Jewish Women's Theater in Los Angeles is absolutely fabulous. Now I know you hear the words Jewish Women's Theater and you immediately think of women in babushkas dancing the horror in a shtetl.
But really, I don't think you grabbed the mink from 1942. But
exactly. But it's not like that. It's cutting edge. Writers, actors, performing very modern pieces about the modern, kind of the modern Jewish woman, and the whole idea was to dispel any stereotypes. So I started writing original stories for them. And it's interesting because Rhonda Spinak, who's the artistic director, called me early on, I think it was 2008, and said, I want you to write original pieces for the Jewish Women's Theater. I said, Rhonda, I'm not that Jewish. And she said, well,
that's the line.
That is exactly how the title came to be. But I started writing all these pieces. I said, I'm not that Jewish. She said, you are. Just create from the heart. Just go back. Go back to your roots and blah, blah, blah. So I started writing all these stories, and they became extremely popular. I think because unlike a lot of the other actors and actresses who are wonderful, but I had a lot of experience performing comedy, so I was able to always add a lot of laughs to my stories as well as a lot of heart. Anyway, long story short, one of the patrons of Jewish Women's Theater said, I love your stories so much, I want to commission you to write a play. And that's how it really started. I was so lucky. I mean, you know, I always had this idea in me to write a long piece, really getting these ideas out. But, you know, it felt overwhelming. How do I do it? How do I support myself while I'm writing it? What do I have to do? Do I have to rent a theater? Blah, blah, blah. So I was really lucky, because the Jewish Women's Theater took me in. I wrote it. Took me a year to write it, and then I performed it there. It was supposed to run for 5 weeks, and it ended up running for 16 months because it just sold out. It just kept selling out, and then Michael Alden, this wonderful producer here in New York, saw it, loved it, said, we're going to do this. We're going to do it off-Broadway. And here I am, you know. But
speaking of Monica Piper, and you're hearing her story, and I wanted you to hear it in a very particular way, the way she's laid it out. For those of you, by the way, who want to have the 90 minutes that include a roller coaster ride of great comedy, pathos, interest, voyeurism, everything you can think of, and some great pictures, too. Then you're going to want to go to the New World Stages in New York City. I suspect that this may become one of these menopause, the musicals, where it's all over the country. I don't think you can always be all over the country, but this would be the kind of show that people would want to see everywhere, and not just bi-coastal. But it is called Not That Jewish. Now, before we break, you have to understand something about this show. It's not about being Jewish, and it's not about not being Jewish. It's about Monica Piper. And therefore, Monica had to pick out parts of her life, just the way we talk about in our own life review. We talk about journaling. Here is journaling and life review on steroids. Here is somebody who's a great artist who can bring her memoir to the stage. we talk about it as we age, that we want to do memoirs and life review. But here's a beautiful example of how it could really shine as art. And maybe it can happen to you in your own small communities, too, or even in your own family. So that journey that she's taken, part of it is, what is she willing to reveal to you on stage? Look, it gets dark. It's only one woman on a stage with some pictures on the background. That's it. So this is a brave performance. And Monica, we have about a minute, and then we'll have plenty of time together after the break. How did you pick, let's take your mom's Alzheimer's. You revealed that to us. Why that and perhaps not something else in the family? Was it having to do with how well easy it is to write?
I do reveal, well, early on, I really let you see how funny my parents were. I become my father. I become my mother. Very different senses of humor. And you see the relationship between myself and my mother through various moments that are very funny. But she was always very supportive. So to see that I'm losing that by her no longer really being present when I was so used to a sarcastic remark or something funny is, it shows you the pain it caused me, but it also showed you the enormous love my father had for her in the way that he never left her side.
So we'll be back in a moment.
You may think
he was a caregiver. This seemed to really be caregiver show. We'll come back. We'll talk about some of the more hysterical moments. Surprising moments of life. As we go through the memoir with Monica.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you.
800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And this is Adrian Berg, and we are back with Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And I can't think of anything that is more apropos about truth as we age than to write a memoir. But what happens when you're Monica Piper and you are one of the leading producer of Rugrats, so funny, so wonderful, Roseanne, and you've written for Roseanne, Mad About You, have been a stand-up comic for many years, and then you decide it's time for a memoir. Well, we heard about the journey of how exactly this got produced and put on stage. The name of the show is Not That Jewish. It is actually neither about being Jewish or not being Jewish. You'll hear a little bit more about the themes that run through this. But for those of you who are interested, you've got to see it. 90 minutes of a lot of fun, but also a lot of thought-provoking information from this wonderful entertainer. And that's over at the New World Stage, New York City, on West 50th Street. It may also be coming near you, because I'm going to eventually ask Monica what's next for her. But for now, you have to set the stage, so to speak. This is a roller coaster ride of a one-woman
yeah.
life with a lot of things going on, including single motherhood, including raising a boy by herself, and really questioning what does it mean to be Jewish? What does it mean to be human, even more than that? What's the implant? So take us through that journey a little bit, so and the big themes that we actually live through as you speak to us.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Here we go. It opens. I'm in. It's a very quick scene where I'm in temple and it's Rosh Hashanah and I go, it's Rosh Hashanah, so I'm here. You know, it's like, I'm not sure why, it's because I'm supposed to be, but the truth is, as the song plays, this beautiful Hebrew hymn, I have no idea what she's saying. So I explained that as a child, we weren't very observant, but we didn't belong to a temple. But on the high holy days, my mother would make us dress up and stand in front of the apartment building so it looked like we just got home from temple. And it was working until one of my little friends, I was seven, and another one of my seven-year-old neighbors said, "Did you really go to temple?" And I have to explain to her that, well, not exactly. And she says I'm not really Jewish. And I know, you know, I am Jewish. I go, "Yes, I am," because she goes, "How, if you don't go to temple on the high holidays?" I said, "Well, because my mommy and daddy and aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas are Jewish." She goes, "Okay, but you're not that Jewish." So that's kind of how it starts, that I'm told I'm not that.
I just want to say here that one of the things about the show, at that part of the show, is it brings everybody back to their own childhood. And it doesn't matter if they're Jewish or not Jewish. They're thinking about, what were the impact of the things around me in my home that I take with me, that I sometimes take for granted or don't even realize. But it gets so implanted like a seed that, and roots, the way we would say roots, really do grow in you. And you can't shake them.
They do.
And
this was all in the Bronx. You know, I grew up in the Bronx, so there's a lot of that feeling, too. And I ask my father, "What does this mean, not that Jewish?" And he has a very funny response. And then I ask my grandma, she says, "I'm not that Jewish," you know, and the "What, not that Jewish? What kind of a cockamamie mishugana friend is that?" But my grandma says, "Listen, whether you go to temple or not, what's important is that you got a Jewish heart." So, interestingly enough, as the show progresses, and I can't state this enough, you don't have to be Jewish to get this show, to love this show. As the story progresses, you realize that it's really about finding what she meant by a Jewish heart. And you know, it explores the love of family. It explores acts of compassion, acts of acceptance, the fact that you gotta face everything with humor. You know, my father taught me that. He said, laughter, making people laugh is a gift. It helps them get through their troubles. And I
will say that you really don't have, most of the people, you know, it's New York. New York is a very heavy Jewish population to begin with, and in the theater, as spectators, it gets even more focused. This wasn't such a Jewish crowd. I will tell you that.
No.
You'll be probably happy to hear that, Monica, when I went.
No, I am very happy. We are so happy about that. So many people come up and say, I'm not Jewish, but I think I have a Jewish heart. Or, you know, I was so surprised how much I loved this. I thought it was going to be all about being Jewish, and it's not. It's just about being human. I mean, how many of us, you know, after I have my son, and then that's kind of the second half of the whole show, about raising my son and trying to find a man, because I choose to raise him as a single mother. I mean, I choose to adopt him as a single mother because all throughout the show, I talk about how much I yearn to have a family, other than the family I grew up in, but a family of my own. And a marriage fails, and another relationship fails. But you have to understand that as I'm talking about these failed relationships, it's funny. I promise.
You know,
they're saying this doesn't sound funny. It's about divorce and death, and oh, let's throw in cancer and adoption.
Yeah.
And but it is funny.
This is a conversation that could go on forever. I love it. But there's a special invitation for all of you from Monica, directly to you guys. Monica, give us your invitation.
My invitation is, please, come see this show because you will laugh. You know, it's a cliche. You'll laugh, you'll cry, but it's true. You will laugh and then you'll cry. And believe me, it's 90 lightning fast minutes of funny, moving, intimate, and inspirational theater.
And get out there, kids, and do make it back.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.